to me.
Yo.
Gang, gang.
What's gang, up? Gang, gang. What up with you? What up?
What's up, what's up? I did eat today.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I had a taco. My Carmelo made it.
Nice. You had one taco?
Yeah, you know me. I'm not necessarily like, you know, eating a bunch of stuff, but I'm trying to figure out my lighting. She got me this tripod thing that I've been using, but I'm already kind of light skinned, so I'm not trying to eat too.
Well,
how do you see? You don't have glasses on, and I feel like that's what makes it better because you don't have glasses. I don't like, but
right
when I don't wear glasses, my eye turns. I have to like really focus. Yeah, I know. Okay.
No, I understand.
So I'm just like, you know what?
It's all good. Well, for the people that are listening, they don't even care. They're like, oh.
Yeah, but people that are viewing it. Carmelo says you like this.
I'll level the playing field though.
What?
Is that my light that I have, my ring light, it looks either like I'm super white or I have liver problems. Like, there's no in between. Because I look yellowish, because it's got that yellowish white to it.
Yeah.
But it's also got the bright white light, so I have them both on. But it's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I don't get outside much anymore. I will tell you one thing. Food-related note. So I joined one of these meal prep plans.
Wait.
You know the ones they advertise like all the time?
Yeah, the like HelloFresh and shit.
Okay. So HelloFresh, a lot of my friends have that. But they cook. Because HelloFresh, you get the ingredients and you cook them. Right?
Right. Right.
I do not cook. But there's one called Freshly. The original idea there.
Right.
HelloFresh, what do we need? We need to name our company Fresh something. So like, okay, Freshly. So Freshly is pretty much like if you had a meal planner, you know how people do meal prep services?
Yeah, like
yeah, it's basically like that, but you know, you do it over a website. And so, okay, so I've had it for a week now. This is about to turn into a review. So I've had three of the meals, and one was turkey chili.
Okay, I feel like you would like that.
It was great. I'm gonna review these as I go.
Now, did you make them? You made them with the ingredients?
No, Freshly is pre-made.
Oh,
that's the difference. But see, a lot of times the reason people don't like pre-made food is like the reason people like frozen food's not that good for you because you have to put a lot of salt into it to keep it fresh. But this is actually made. I guess it's made here somewhere in the city.
I'm going to look it up. I'm looking it up right now.
Because they must have it in different cities. But they make it, and it's shipped overnight in a box that's a cooler, basically. It's insane. It's like you get a refrigerated box.
Yo, I'm about to sign up.
Hang on a minute. So check this out. So I got an introductory thing, and you pick four meals. I wanted to try it out, so I picked four meals, and I got the turkey chili. And it comes in basically a small tray, and you microwave it for 3 minutes.
Is it inexpensive? Like, do you feel like it's
fresh? Right now, I'm paying like $40 a week. Oh. So you're paying about $10 a meal. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you eat out a lot, it kind of works out. But if you blend it with, like, I make breakfast at home. You know what I mean? Like, turkey, bacon, and eggs, or toast, or whatever. And then lunch, I usually just have something simple. These are basically just my dinners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you ate this every meal, it'd get real expensive. But I just do it for dinner. So it's worked out really well. But I had to... So the second meal that I had was basically like... it was like a chicken breast with macaroni and cheese and green beans.
And did they change it?
By the way, they...
Is it the homestyle chicken with masterful mac and cheese?
That's exactly what I had, yes. And it's weird because they don't use typical things like oils and things like that, so it's like way healthier.
It has
And they just
butternut
taste
squash.
lighter, like.
Butternut squash. Okay, here's the ingredients for people that want to know. For this homestyle chicken with
Please.
mashable mac and cheese, it
Yeah.
is has elbow macaroni, butternut squash, chicken breast, almonds, green beans, cassava flour. Okay, that's cool. But it says it's a greaseless oven fried chicken breast, hand breaded, with a gluten free almond flour batter. Our masterful mac is made with gluten free brown rice macaroni and a cheesy sauce thickened with butternut squash, garlicky green beans tossed in our fragrant house infused oil. Add some chili kick with red pepper flakes or your favorite hot sauce. Wow, so
Yeah.
these are really healthy.
Yeah, and then I had last night. I don't eat a whole lot of red meat, but I did eat red meat last night. I had the sausage and penne pasta, which was really good. And then tonight I have, which I think I'm gonna go ahead and eat it tonight, is a Chipotle chicken stew. So it's kind of, I mean, hey, look, in this pandemic world, if you can't get out and eat, every night, or get out and like it's basically like grocery shopping, and you at least get something different every night.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it is kind of, no different than if you went grocery shopping because
Right,
I feel like it's around the same pricing.
if you're going out and buying the fresh ingredients and. All the preparation and, because you're gonna pay a lot more. And just to cook a meal for one person, at least for me, you know what I mean? Like, you have to buy way more. Then you have a bunch of waste. So, my new order comes in on Thursday, and I think I put like there's like a buffalo chicken thing in there that I got. Some other, anyway, I really like it, so. Shout out to Freshly. I wish they'd sponsor us.
So watch them punish. Yo, speaking of sponsors, we should talk about that and move on into the actual show. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it popping.
Why don't we do that? Yeah, it's
Let's
enough
get it.
about the food anyway. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yo, and yo, this is Simon Illa.
And this is Jake.
And this is the Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast. Brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm, either on your desktop or your smartphone, and download it. You can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast that nobody will listen to. Who produces this podcast, by the way?
Oh, just go to me LLC.
That is right, that is right. And by the way, this is our second time recording on Zoom, so you're
That's
getting an
why.
extra treat on Instagram, and you're getting the video of this. This is, you get to see us in all of our glory, all of our bad lighting glory. So
Exactly.
we both got, look, here's the thing, the only person I know that's got really good lighting is Kai, because when I do the Young Ones podcast with him, his lighting looks so good. Like, he's
Yo.
got like two different lights. I think it's his skin. He's got dark skin.
Oh
I
yeah,
think
actually the glow, it just works.
he glows on there. It's pretty
Yeah,
amazing.
and see, me, it's my glasses. Because when I don't have my glasses on, it's really not that terrible. It's just the reflection of the
It's a
ring light.
reflection, right?
Yeah.
I think we can look past that though, you know what I
We
mean?
can.
So what has been popping in your world with the music? What's like Let's think, wait, let's hang on. I'm avoiding the inevitable. TikTok. Holy shit.
TikTok, holy fuck.
Tell me, what's your, I'm watching this meteoric rise in TikTok. Because didn't you just say like a couple days ago, you're like, I hope I hit 1,000. And now you're, where are
Yeah.
you at now? Where are you at today?
3,152.
Jeez, okay.
and at 32.6k likes.
Okay, that's
My
pretty
biggest
impressive.
video, to date right now is 118,900 views.
Shit,
Yeah,
okay.
no, it's crazy because, I mean, again, what? Okay, here's what my content is going to be centered around, because I'm honestly loving it more than Instagram. I'm not gonna lie to you, because I feel like TikTok, just the traffic that you can get is insane. You know what I mean? So my content has been, as you've seen, I'm just vibing out to my beats. I'm not doing anything. Like, I'll have people in the comments be like, "Oh, can you make this type of beat?" I'm not fucking caring about these people. I'm not making certain type of beat. Like, that's not what I'm going for. I'm not about to be like a, "Oh, I make a requ you know on request, I'm about to put," you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just I'm vibing out to the beats that I make, because that's me, you know what I'm saying? But also, I'll be making educational content as well, so like giving people tips and stuff like that. Just on like little quick tips, you know, because here's how it happened, right? I was on Clubhouse, which I don't really get on there that much because I just, you know, doing stuff, but I was on Clubhouse and I was in this room and it said to it was like management for influencers or some shit, but other people were just asking questions. Like, you don't have to be looking wanting to have management. It's just I was just like, "Oh, you know, what can I do to really capitalize? Because like I'm on Instagram, whatever, whatever." And they're like, "Yo, you should go on TikTok." And I was like, "Fuck it." So I literally already had videos that I had started posting, you know, on Instagram of me listening to my beats. So I was like, "Oh, I'll just post one of these on TikTok." And that's where it started. 'Cause I think I had already posted a couple before, but they didn't get any traction. And then when I did it again, like weeks later, I guess it had been, and then it just started going up, and I was like, "Holy shit!" You know what I mean? And the traffic that I get on there, I mean, I went live, and it told me I had like over 1,500 viewers. For the first time I went live, you know, and so I like it because I actually, believe it or not, I had a guy, he's in this YouTuber, Mr. Beast videos. Mr. Beast has like 50 million something subscribers, and one of his friends, Chandler, followed me. He follows me on TikTok. That was my first big person. And then I had another guy that followed me whose content I actually watch, who followed me. And
That's
then I have
dope.
another guy, just to, I mean, not being cocky, but I'm just so excited. I don't know if you know this guy, but his name is his profile is like I'm Tyrone, but his it's NAPHIL underscore HD. He has 1 million followers, right? He saw my content on TikTok. He hit me up today and said that he wants to do some work together because he does music. So we work through it. And it's crazy because it's TikTok, bruh. Like, I don't, and that's, I think people are sleeping on this shit because I was sleeping on, I was taking naps on that shit. But like, but now I'm like, damn, it's not all like 5-year-olds, you know, on TikTok. Like,
No, they're booting. All the kids are getting booted out.
yeah, you can really get
Poor kids.
business. You can really get business, you know what I mean? On here, and I've had messages. I can't message people back, because my number won't link or whatever. People have been asking if I can review their song on TikTok. I'm not doing, like, I'm really gonna keep this content very like constructed because I don't want it to get to a point where I'm not like, where I don't like doing it. You know what I mean? Because if I started to just do what everybody in the comments is like, "Oh, can you do this?" Like, I'm not gonna review other people's content unless you pay us on our live at 7 p.m. on Instagram.
Nice plug, yeah.
But no, I just want to end with that and just say, like, this TikTok for me is really just like kind of a release, you know, like a peaceful kind of thing, like something fun I can do that it still can correlate with business, but it's not so businessy. Like, I feel like Instagram is more where a lot of business is handled, where people hit me up. And I'm not saying people don't hit me up on TikTok, but my content for this I can literally post the same videos of me just vibing out in my bow tie. That's one thing I want to say before we get into another topic. I just want to say this.
No, please.
When you go on TikTok, I do think I've learned this from Pamela because she started out on the TikTok thing. I was on TikTok just for the sake of, like, I feel like influencers, we all kind of have social media platforms, but we might use one more than others. But she did tell me, and I've noticed this, having a theme to your page is very important on TikTok. So, like, I wear bow ties in every fucking video that I posted. Every video.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do that is because people start to pick up on that. You know what I mean? They're like, oh.
Why wear the hat?
Yeah, people are like, oh, he always is. Yeah, like, you'll always wear a hat. Or, oh, he always wears bow ties. You know what I mean? And then it just becomes like a thing. Like, you're the guy with the bow tie that listens to his beats and just vibes out. And the reason why I don't want to do too much content-wise is, one, I want to stay true to, you know, my goal. And the reason, now, I did review people's music on my live on TikTok. That was dope. Because you really do get a lot of people to come and interact. I wish we could do a live on TikTok. But I don't think you can invite people.
You can't
in.
Do it together, yeah.
Yeah, so because we could do that, bro, our shit would break the fucking TikTok
app.
But I mean, you know, maybe that's something that they'll develop. If they
I thought about that. There could be, if we wanted to do a roundabout plug, or like some kind of link back, we could almost do a, not the Stitch thing, but a duet type video.
Oh, that would be fun.
You do those kind of, like, I actually thought about it. I was going to react to when you posted one of our beats.
Yeah, I think you should.
React to it, and it'd be the same. Well, I will, but it'd be kind of the same thing.
Yeah, like, and I think TikTok is just so fun, because you don't really have to overthink TikTok. You can literally put, like, I'll tell you this. I have
that's
the
why
artist
people
that,
like it.
The artist that I worked with, you know, we have the Energy song with Tiffany Evans, Kashawn Woods. Mm-hmm. He literally just posted a video on Saturday. It has 1 million views. He's posted 3 videos. He has 26.1K followers now. The video has hit 1 million views. Simon. 1 million! And it was a funny video, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that I will say, and I mean this respectfully, this is to anybody. Here's the reason why I am focusing on what content I'm doing is because I don't want to deter away, because the one thing is, once you become viral for something, people start to expect that content from you. So let's say I did a funny skit video. I would be expected to keep making fucking skits. But this content here of me listening to my beats is the easiest shit ever, and it's doing well. So I'm going to keep doing that shit. If I just got to bob my head to a fucking beat I like, I will do that to every fucking video. You know what I mean? And I can throw in content where I, you know, give tips and stuff. That doesn't take much. But my overall content is just me vibing out to beats. And the thing I'm doing, if you notice, I am doing where when I collab with a producer, I do give them credit. Now, a lot of producers I know are not on TikTok. So I just put it in the video where it's like on a little block where it says like collab with such and such.
Yeah, of course.
But with you, you already have a TikTok. And the reason I'm doing that is because, again, giving credit to people. But, you know, also creating that kind of atmosphere. But anyway, that's all I want to say.
I think everybody, including ourselves, weren't really sure. But I do believe probably like a year or so ago, we had talked about it very briefly.
You said a duet.
I said, because you were posting beats. But I think we weren't. I don't think the culture had really come to where it is now. But I think artists would be dumb not to jump on your beat. Like, anybody's beats. If you're posting beats, jump on there, do a little 16-bar freestyle. It's just dope. Like,
exactly.
And then it looks good. It's good for you. It's good for them. Like, and if they suck, it's not your fault. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the thing is, too, I think the way I was posting my beats was also the problem. Because now that I'm showing my face, I think that's the drawing point. Like, the beats are great too, but I think because when I was posting, I wasn't showing me. You know, it was just a picture of a, you know, or whatever, with some artist and the beat. And that doesn't really draw anyone in. It's just like, okay, whatever. Like, why should I watch this? You know what I mean? But when it's you and you're just nodding your head, you know what I'm saying? Now, I will say I've been called Sir Cruz. They said I look like the mini version of Sir Cruz, which is he cuts hair. I don't know. You know him? Yeah, they said that.
I
Someone said I look like the chef from fucking Ratatouille, the little chef thing, little chef guy. I was like, I don't know about that one. Who else? Oh, you know who I also get told I look like? Fucking Sparsh. No offense to you, I know we follow each other. But Sparsh, I get told I've been, because people think I'm fucking on there. Now I'm making beats and shit. I don't know how people think I look like Sparsh. I'm gonna be fucking completely honest with you, because I don't think we look the same at all. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, I mean, I was getting compared to Sean Stevenson. I was
Yo,
getting
may he rest
compared
in
to
peace. Shit.
what's his name? Vern Troyer.
Oh yeah, I did have someone comment mini me, but they spelled it wrong. They put me. So
Yeah.
that kind of
But
went left.
actually I wanted to say this now. Coming from an older and I don't think you will do this, but coming from an older perspective and more of a I'm very well thought out when it comes to these things about how people react to social media. I feel, well, I don't want to say I feel bad. Well, I kind of do. It bothers me that people burn so many calories
Posting about.
posting a comment that's like dissing them and talking about it. It's like, why are you even giving them the energy? Most people won't even see it. So if I got on there and somebody said, you look like a, I don't know, something, whatever, just said anything, I wouldn't repost their comment and go, you know what? I'm gonna tell you
Oh,
something.
I told my mother that. I said, I'm not making reaction videos. Like, when someone comments shit, I'm not gonna have my content be me reacting to the comments. Like, it's not fucking happening.
Because
It
here's
doesn't
the
do
thing,
anything.
what. But what it does do is it backfires because when you comment, then people go, oh, that's how I get attention. So let me diss them because then they'll post my comment and talk about it and get emotional. Now you're burning energy and calories you didn't even need to burn. It's like people just say dumb stuff. You know what I mean?
Facts,
And it's
facts, and
like,
that's the thing. Like, you can't worry about people, because I've been having to do that. I mean, it's just like my Facebook ad. People are saying hella shit in there. So like now, I really focus on just growing that platform, because now that I can see that it grows hella fucking fast, I'm putting foot on the fucking gas. I post like 4 to 5 times a day, 4 to 5 videos a day. Just because of the content. Now, obviously, if I was doing like skits and shit like that, that would be a lot more involved. You know what I mean? But for me, I'm just bobbing my head to beats, and I have tons of beats. So I just pick beats that I feel like would get the best reaction. I record to the hook part of the beat, because that's, normally the most exciting part of a beat. And then I just do that. You know what I mean? So I think, like, and I'm keeping all the old content I have on there, because you never know. Like, you know what I'm saying? But again, I just seen a growth on here, and I think it's really important. And I feel like if you don't go into it like, oh, I'm gonna go viral on this platform, then you end up going viral, if that makes sense. Like, I just made post that video because Clubhouse said on, the people who are really influencers and shit, they said, yo, you should be on TikTok. There's a lady that works for TikTok that said, y'all need to be on fucking TikTok. Not just because she works for it, she said just because of how you can grow on that platform. And now that I've seen that, I'm like, yo, you don't gotta tell me
I'm
twice. Fucking
there.
there. But anyway, yeah, that's all I want to say. So TikTok is going well. I do like it. It's a cool platform. And again, I have my link in my bio now. What I got the ability to do that, to put my link in my bio. And it just goes to my mobile beat store, because TikTok is an app, so there really isn't like a desktop version per se, that I know of.
That's smart.
So I just have the mobile beat store. And then what I did is I actually created a code for TikTok only. So it's a tick it's it's
I
it,
saw that.
if you use the code TikTok, you get 50% off. The reason I'm doing that is, one, because I put 50, because I feel like that's like a pretty big number for most people to be like, oh, I should just, grab it. But two, I said, if I'm getting enough traffic, like let's say my shit goes up to 100K following, right? I can see, oh, how many people are using this code, right? How many people are coming from TikTok solely? So then I can capitalize, because I've already had people message me, like, how much are beads? How can I get beads? People want to work with me and shit like that. So yeah. So TikTok is great. Simon, that said, I think you should go back on TikTok, because you went posting and then you kind of stopped.
Yeah, I put some things on there that I was putting on Instagram Reels.
I feel like you need a team. I feel like you need, I've told you this before, I've told you 1,000 times. I feel like you need to do content of you either vibing out to songs that you produce or songs that you are mixing or something, because I've seen your content, and it's kind of like those people when your uncle, he gets an Instagram page and he just posts pictures of his like cat and, you know, his food yesterday. Like, I feel like you need a theme, you know what I mean? Like, you need...
I posted a video of Danielle's cat.
You did? Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you why. It was a joke. Because I don't have a cat, and I was joking with her. She sent me these videos of Toulouse. I said, I'm putting this on TikTok because I need followers, and we were just laughing about it. And then I put it up there and was like, yeah, what am I doing?
But I think for you though, you really could capitalize on just exactly what I'm doing. I mean, and it doesn't have to be exactly it, you know what I'm saying? Like, weird. But I just mean, like, you could talk about mixing. You could talk about, I'm just saying, like, I think it's a platform that's way easier to go on. Not just because I'm having success, just because on a serious note, like, every video that I've been posting has been getting thousands of views. And you've seen it. You know what I mean? So again, I think it's just a really great platform to drive traffic to, you know, if you get a theme. That's why I'm only playing beats that I make or with collaborations, and why I'm not doing with views, because when people come to my page, like sponsors and shit like that, I want them to know, like, this is what I do. But I'm also going to do educational content, because I wrote down notes. They said that educational content is thriving on TikTok. So, you know, learning stuff. So I will be, you know, just like I used to do on Instagram. But I can do tips and shit like that. So, that's it. But what about you? What's our next topic? What are we talking about?
Well, you know, well, let me grab this thing here. I was looking on Amazon. Remember last week we talked about the Grabby Stick?
Yes. What are we doing this week?
This week, I brought out this bottle opener that I have. And then I was on Amazon, like, I want to share the link with everybody so I can get one of these. I can't find these, so apparently they got newer and better ones. But here's the thing. When you live on your own...
What is that? Let me see. I want to see.
Might be a little gimpy.
Yo, that's...
It's a bottle opener.
Oh.
So this is rubbery. So basically you clamp it on like a soda bottle. And it basically gives you like a wrench. Like you can twist it off. So you can open water bottles...
Yo, where'd you get that? Because I need to get that. Because I have
Amazon, but I'll send you a link to a better one. There are newer and better ones. So,
because my mom gave me one of those ones where you can do the little, but you still have to, you know, do the.
Well, this has like a bottle opener, like a little hook on the end.
Yeah.
Like a beer bottle opener.
Yeah, but
This is a twist cap opener.
Yo, that's so smart. Okay.
Because, you know, that's one thing about being gimpy. Look, there aren't that many drawbacks to me. I don't find that many. But that is one, is that, like, if you get a bottle of iced tea or a bottle of, you know, Fiji water, any kind of thing. I mean, it could be whatever. If it's got, the plastic cap on it, you got to break those little seals.
Yeah, yo, I need that, bro.
Well, they make better ones and newer ones, and they're on Amazon. So I will put a link in the show description. So I was gonna plug this one, but like I said, apparently these aren't as popular anymore. I think there's better ones.
What? Hello? Yes. Yeah. Because I'm doing the podcast. What's going on? I'll see you later.
The side commentary there.
My dad made applesauce. I was like, I heard a knock. You know, I had the headphones on, so I heard a knock, and I'm like, hello. You know how you're like, hello? You know?
Yes, yes. That actually happened to me. Actually,
Remember
yeah,
that
so.
guy knocked on the door one time when we were on the phone? He was like, "Who is this?" But go
Yes.
ahead. Go
Well,
ahead.
that happened to me the other day, and somebody was coming by to bring me some things, and I actually had my headphones in, listening to something, and I didn't hear, like, apparently they got in downstairs. They didn't have to buzz in, and they had knocked on my door. I didn't hear shit. And then
Right.
all of a sudden I hear banging on the door. I was like, oh, that's what
Hello?
happened before, yeah. And
Yeah, I
I'm
feel
like,
like people think like they're like, "Oh, why are you jumpy?" I'm like, "Yo, well, if you're not expecting anybody, you're just kind of like, what's going on?" Because I'm talking to you, you know what I mean? So you can't hear, like, you can kind of hear, but you know, you're just like, "Am I
Well,
hearing shit?"
if you got headphones or earbuds in, these
Yeah.
things block out a lot of background noise.
Yeah, because you're like,
So
"Am I
if you
bugging or
can't.
am I really hearing shit?"
Exactly. I do that quite often when I'm like, did I hear something or did I not
Yeah,
hear
is that
something?
just me? Yo, okay, Simon, I gotta ask you this. You know that guy sent you that has
Please.
OIQ on TikTok?
Yes.
I am so amazed because the way his friends pick him up, it just looks like there should be injuries, bro.
That's what I was thinking too.
Like, what kind of OI does he fucking have?
I
Like,
don't know. He got a
but he
three
has the same
times.
kind of look. I know he has type 3 because he has a similar look, bro. Towards,
He does. He looks like us.
yeah. So I'm just like, how are your friends picking you up by the arms? I never, not even now, bro. And I'm stronger, but still, like,
Are they
it
holding him
just
up in the
hurts.
air and he's like
Yeah,
in?
I
Then they
was
had
like,
him. They had him. I saw the one where it looked like he fell off the upstairs railing, and he was like laying in a laundry basket.
yeah, I
Like
don't know.
I would say this. I mean, some of them. I'm kind of weird when it comes to things like that
That's
because
why I won't do comedy shit like that on TikTok because I don't want to be known for the fucking little shrimp guy that's like, "Oh, look how funny he is." Fucking, you know.
Little bunny man, yeah,
Yeah.
like,
Because then when you
I'm
try to do
not.
something like serious, you know what I mean? I feel like that's what's hard about creating a platform is sometimes is when you actually try to do something serious, then people are like, "No, do the funny shit again." So that's why I feel like I'm doing the most, in quotation, boring shit that I feel like would be boring. Because again, if I'm known for that, that's cool because people just know I play my beats. But if I start doing funny shit where, you know, I start, you know, doing dances and like whatever, I'm not about to be the dancing guy. I'm not. Because then I'm gonna be no, I'm not trying to be on a BuzzFeed article where they're like, "Oh, mini producer is a influencer on TikTok who makes dancing videos to his beats."
Ugh.
And then they see me and I'm like, "Why is he?" You know, you know,
I
piss.
think
Yeah,
you know me, and I
that
know
would piss you
you.
off, bro.
If
If you saw that
you did
video,
that, I would call you so
it
fast.
would call me
I'd
so
be like,
quickly.
what are you doing? What are you doing? Because
Okay, can we talk about
this.
this? Can we talk about, before you start, I should say,
Please.
not even just talking about TikTok. Can we talk about, just to get into, I guess, another topic, talking about people that we have disabilities, obviously, we're disabled. How do you feel about people capitalizing on a way that can still be you taken serious, but you don't really have to sell your soul? And I'm not saying that guy is selling his soul. Maybe that's naturally how he is. Like he just, you know, but I'm just saying, how do you feel about that for us? Because we talked about this before about being disabled, how we could be probably much further than we are right now if we capitalize on our disability in a way that was like all about being disabled. How do you feel about that? I want to get your thoughts.
I think you have to understand how other people think.
Right.
And it's just, by the way, anybody can fall into this trap. Not just individuals like us. People do it all the time. Anyone that's an influencer, think about really intelligent people. Even think of someone like, okay, let's say Paris Hilton, okay? Or even like
Yeah,
a
what is she faking
Kardashian.
her fucking accent?
But I think so. But here's the thing. I bet she's a very kind, pretty intelligent woman. Like,
Yeah,
but she's
did you
playing
see
this
the real
part.
videos? Yeah, she said she's playing a role. I watched a video partially. She said her voice actually sounds hella different than she how she talks, but she said, yeah, she was playing a role and it worked for her. But she's not like that at all.
But see, the price you pay for that, but that is the price you pay for that. You don't get taken. Now she's gonna be okay at the end of the day, you know, because she's okay. Financially, she doesn't depend on, you know, the acceptance of others. But you know, in our world, it's almost like, you know, it goes back to that thing I said when we first met is, you know, it's what gets you in the door is fine, but you've got to do it. You've got to make that switch quick to say, here's what I do, because you don't want to be a gimmick. You, like I said, you don't want to be like, if you had a think about people that had a catchphrase or some, like back in the 80s, there was Different Strokes and what's his name? Why can't I remember his name right now? It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, he had catchphrase. What you talking about, Willis? Like back in the eighties, you know,
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. And then that's like, when did he
His shit was fucked
ever?
up. His story was
What?
fucked up, bro. His
But I'm
parents, the
saying,
money,
when did he ever get to do anything else? You know, and it's just, oh, that's the, I don't, you can't, you know, we're much more complex than people want us to be, and they just want you to be, oh, that's that cool little guy. It's like, no, like, I'm complex. Like, and this is why I don't do those kind of things, because people, man, if I were you, man, I'd be, and no offense to him, but I know Gary Vee even pushes that. He's like, man, I'd be pushing that. I'm like, yeah, but you don't know, like, you
What
could
comes with
get
that?
pushed. You can be made very one-dimensional when you do that shit. And that's kind of why I actually mocked TikTok, because I had those dance videos and I was just sitting still and I wasn't moving at all. And it just said, here's my dance
And
video.
I was trying to
Like,
tell my I was trying to tell my dad that because he said that I like need to relax. I was like, I am relaxed. Like that's just me. And I think even people don't recognize because he's like, well, you know, when we're around you, you're all excited. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm around family. You're different. But when it comes to like in my head, there is a balance, right? Like I do want to be excited, but I don't want to be so over the top because it's a catch 22, right? Because if you're too over the top, people are like, bro, you're fucking cringe. You know what I'm saying? And like for me, when I do listen to my beats just by myself, I mean I'm not like fucking, you know, head like that naturally, you know what I'm saying? Unless I just really like it. But I think when I'm showing off something, that's like anybody. Like if you show something off, I feel like you're more excited because you're like, oh yo, listen to this. But just in my own like atmosphere, I look like Wonder Girl because when she listens to her beats, she's not doing a whole bunch of it. She just kind of like, you know, vibing, you know what I mean?
You don't
So
overplay it, yeah.
yeah, and I think that's something that if you don't do social media, you don't understand. Because like for me, I'm very relaxed. I've been on the camera my whole life. I mean, not to, you know, but I mean I've done different
I know
stuff
what
where
you
I've had to
mean.
be on a camera or whatever and been doing social media, but I also know that there's a balance because again, like you said, I don't want to be that little person that's a gimmick. You know what I mean? Where I'm waving my arms in the air and I'm
Ugh.
fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like I just
Yeah.
want you to watch my videos and vibe. That's it. That's the whole point of it. I just want you. So I had someone do a duet with me that literally was just nodding their head with me. You know what I'm saying? But because again, it's supposed to be like you were just with me in a room and I was just listening to
We're
my beats.
vibing. Yeah,
Yeah. And you know what I mean?
yeah.
And I mean that's why I did it because I think that like a lot of times, and I've done this before, you know that. You overthink content, right? You overthink what type of content should I make? What's gonna do well? What are the stats say? What are the trends? Whatever. But again, if you just go into it like, you know what? I just fucking want to do this because it seems like something fun to do. I've been having fun because I've been taking care of myself better. And you know, we get in these little ruts, but I feel like TikTok is actually driven me to take care of myself more because I am putting on these bow ties. So I am like, okay, I gotta get ready for the day. I gotta get pumped. I'm gonna make content, you know, whatever. It gives me like consistency in my brain and something to look forward to, you know.
And you have a lot of beats too, and you know, so you'll be good for a while. I think it's you know, integrity is such a,
Everything. That's what you told me when, you know, for as long as you've been mentoring me, you know. But go ahead.
no, I'm just saying it's It's everything.
Yeah.
And when you fall into that trope of, cool little guy, you're
Yes.
like, no, fuck that. Like, no. That doesn't mean you gotta go the total opposite, although I've known people that went total opposite, but there is this, like, yo, I'm not a baby. I'm not a child. I mean, that's one thing I think that really got me
Very true.
when I was young, because social media not existing when I was young,
Right.
a guy like me was a rare fucking sight.
Yes.
So, I got so much shit, like, but
Yeah.
I learned. So, like, because, like, when people talk about, oh, this person called me midget, they call me that shit, I look like this, it's like, I mean, million times
Okay.
I saw that or heard that or,
Yeah.
just saw people staring or, are you a baby? Like,
Yeah, people still think I'm a kid and shit like that, but it's fun because at the end of the day, like,
here's the thing. I mean, you can understand
where
a
they're coming from.
logical, but if people can't, I think people just believe that everyone's on the level they are of
And they're not.
understanding, and they're
They're
not.
not.
No, it's
And what people
naive to
think
think
about you is
that.
not your problem. Like, people, if
Well,
people, think that you look like, yeah, like I said, people think I look like that chocolate rain. Oh yeah, that's another comment I meant to tell you. That I look like that chocolate rain guy. I've
oh
gotten that
shit.
before. But like,
Yeah, okay.
again, it doesn't matter, bro. Because if you know who you are, it really doesn't. Okay, I know what my end goal is with the social media.
Well, right. But what I'm getting at is it doesn't matter, and you're gonna get known. You're gonna get
Regardless.
known for what you put out there most of the time.
Yes.
Why are you there? Why I used to tell people, why are you in that room? Why are you, what are people bringing you into their circle for? Is it, it's not like, I would never want to be out of that and somebody just want me in their TikTok video because I'm a little
A little
person.
pressure, yeah. They're like, "Oh, this is
Like,
gonna get
oh, look,
views."
this
I
will get
wouldn't want
views,
that.
right? Right. And have I probably been, I mean, I guarantee
Views for
all of
that?
us, have been like somebody has captured
Oh
video
yeah,
or pictures of
true.
us and not knowing it, or we didn't know it, and they're like, oh, this little baby person, baby man.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck because people don't know, but I'm not mad about that either. It's like, okay, you're doing, people just don't know. But what, long story short, too late for that always, but this is why. I mean, integrity is such,
Vital.
first and foremost, we're adults,
Yes.
and to be taken somewhat seriously in this industry, it's just like any gimmick. Like, it'd be like a one-hit wonder, I've made so many records in my career. If someone ever reduced me down to an influencer, I'd throw up, Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying I am, 'cause I'm not. But you know what I mean? Like, just because of a viral video is what I'm saying.
Oh,
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's, you have to be what you're about. So,
Quickly.
and that's what makes, it's what people are drawn to, not just, like I said, and this is why I, and you do as well, we carry ourselves in a way that, people naturally, if you carry an energy about you, people naturally see that, or they
Yes.
kind of vibe. I always use that word. Vizo was laughing at me because he's like, I know you hate the word vibe, but he's like, I'm about to use it. Anyway, we were talking about some beat the other day. But if you carry this vibe about you, people are receptive to it. So when you roll into a room, like, think about the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, your
Right.
mannerisms, your demeanor. When I roll into a room, I'm very quiet. I mean, you were in on the clubhouse thing the other night. I'm very quiet for the most part.
Yeah,
I
everyone
don't get
else is
in there and talk
talking.
shit. But I always say stuff if I feel it's necessary. But
Yeah,
I'm
because
like
that
that,
adds to the
but
conversation.
here's the thing, I'm like that in a room too. If
Yeah.
I'm now,
You
when you're
taught
at
me
my,
that, bro. I will say that you did tell me that sometimes being allowed to sit in the room is not necessarily the best. So, like, even when I've gone to different stuff, when we did the music video, I didn't really talk to people like that. And not because I was trying to not talk to people, but I just was observing. And that's something that you taught me as you've been mentoring me and stuff like that. It's like you don't always have to be that most. It's not say you can't be outgoing, when you talk to people, but you don't have to, you don't have to be that person. Like you can just observe what's going on,
Well, because
in a space.
it's there's a very subtle, way to carry yourself. If you're really just like a in your face, like just like I don't understand the appeal of that. And some people go, oh, I remember so and so, but it's like, do you really remember him? It's usually
Like,
the
what do you
person that
remember them
made
for?
us,
You know what I mean?
right?
Like,
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting at. So, when you go into a room, I've been in studio sessions. I remember, one time in Philadelphia, I was really in a room of legends. And when I say legends, I'm not, I know people, I'm older, but
yep.
these are like
Yeah, like
legends
Scott
in the music
Storch.
industry.
Yeah, Scott
No,
Storch.
bigger than that. Bigger than that.
Bigger than Scott Storch.
Bigger than. I was in a room with Kenny Gamble, Leon Hubb, is it Leon Bell, from Chess Records back in the day, Smokey
Oh.
Robinson,
Okay, Smokey Robinson, I knew everybody else though.
and who else was there? Gerald Levert, a
Okay,
couple
yeah.
other people. I've been in these rooms with legends. I sat next to Teddy Pendergrass once at a show,
Yo,
who's a
fire.
legend. Right, by the way, that's definitely, by the way, are you in a wheelchair? Teddy was in a wheelchair and I got invited to his show. He was there and he sat next to me and this girl I was dating. That's how you score points, my friends. Anyway,
Thanks.
so, but what I'm getting at is I've been in rooms with legends, and I'm not saying that to, I'm very grateful. But what you realize is, why are you there? Why
Yes.
are you there? You're not there because, oh, this is a cool little dude that hangs around the studio. These are people that someone there said, Simon, you should be here. Be here with us. Be here for this conversation we're having. It was basically like a panel. It was like Clubhouse before Clubhouse. And even the coolest thing, yes, I'm gonna do a brag here because I hardly ever do it. But Gerald Levert came in. And somebody called me Simon. He overheard them. He goes, "You're Simon?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Simon Pilla?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Man, you produced Dave Tolliver, like his newer album?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Man, that was really good, man. Great job." I was like, "I'm done. I can leave here." Like, you know what I mean? Like
Yep.
that meant a lot to me. But once again, like I was saying, if you're there just because. So I was like, oh, this poor little guy tries so hard. Let's let him in here because we don't want him to feel sad or, fuck all that. I don't want to.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to be there. You shouldn't
Yep.
want to be there for that. Don't be there out of pity. Be there because you're the shit.
Yeah, and as you do, I just got tried to comment on my TikTok. And he got blocked anyway, but he just said that, people only were buying my, like, probably like my beats because they felt bad for me, which is the dumbest comment because most people that buy my beats have not even seen me until they may go to my social media. But off rip, I'm getting new customers that have never seen my fucking face ever. You know what I mean? They don't know who the fuck I am. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, I get it. It's
and it
all
wouldn't
good.
matter. It
Well,
wouldn't matter. So what? You might get people that may feel bad for you because they're sharing it, they're doing some goodwill. But you also, it's not going to take you that fucking far. Like, you do have to have some kind of talent.
people don't pay you to feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And if
Yeah,
they
you either
do,
like the beat
okay,
or
sure,
not.
but yeah. I mean, it's there's always gonna be people that say that stuff. Those
And that's fine. I just say,
those are bitter people. Those
yeah,
are
I
it's like,
mean,
okay,
you got
well, I
more problems
mean
than me.
yeah, I mean, and by the way, I mean there have I ever been paid for something I've definitely I
Oh,
guarantee there's
yeah.
been somebody out there that felt some kind of way they felt good about themselves. for helping me.
Yeah.
And then,
And I
okay,
don't
good
say nothing
on
about
him.
you, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know? No, I didn't say, you know
Anyway.
what I mean? That's what you learn about it. Like, they don't say nothing about you.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. People can, comment what
They
they
what they
want to
want to come.
comment. And
Yeah.
if they want to comment,
Where can
it'll
they
get
find you,
down to that
Simon?
time.
See what I just did? See, you thought you were gonna
Like
have
you
me.
pulled this switcheroo on me.
Yeah, fuck it up. Where can they find you and comment shit?
You all can find me, Simon Illa, Simonilla, everywhere, including TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Black Planet, MySpace,
Yeah, Simon will
Pornhub.
post more content. I will make him fucking
Shit.
do it.
I'm gonna
If
be
you want to find
forced.
me on social media, huh?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
If you want to find me on social media, it's Mini Producer. My TikTok is Mini Producer Official because somebody had Mini Producer and they don't even use the fucking page. But that's neither here nor there. But that's just like my Snapchat and TikTok, bro. Because my TikTok, I don't have Mini Producer, and my Snapchat, it's Mini underscore Producer. So that's the
Got
only two
you.
platforms that I have where I haven't been able to get Mini Producer, but it's fine. People know who I am. So if you want to follow me, yeah, I'm Mini Producer everywhere except TikTok is Mini Producer Official. Check out my beats, miniproducer.com. I have a membership as well, miniproducer.com/minigang, because everyone's a part of the mini gang in my world. Yeah, but this podcast was brought to you by the Anchor app, of course, and also it's produced by Ilkami LLC, the one and only, the one and
Yeah.
only. And
Oh, by the way, side note, two
yes,
things.
oh yeah, don't
Well, a
forget our
couple
lives
of
and shit.
Yep, I do a live every Sunday and Wednesday, 10 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern. We do a live together Thursdays at 7 p.m. Those are all on Instagram Live. And you can join my community app. My number is 404-737-1662. And what are you doing live? You're doing
Oh yeah, I
like.
do TikTok. I'm not TikTok shit. Gotta keep up. I do Twitch on
Yeah.
Wednesday and Friday at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Dope. Okay. Nice. Okay. Well, this has been fun. I'm liking this video
Yeah, I think
that
it
we're doing
brings out
because
more energy because normally I'm like kind of tired.
yeah, me too. I think that we can see each other. We're kind of because we're both animated with our hands. And the
Yeah.
people that can't see this can't see it. But even when we're recording, like when we used to record on the iPad, I was still animated. But I like
Yeah.
this because I see your face, so.
Yeah, and people can really vibe when I sit there watching a video and, you know, hear us and stuff.
That's right. All right, y'all. So,
Till next
until
time.
next time, yeah, this is Simon Illa.
This is Jay.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.